One is taken and one is left. These words ring out from the gospel lesson today, and perhaps if you're old enough, you remember the 1972 movie, A Thief in the Night. It was intended to bring a person to the decision of receiving Jesus Christ as their personal savior. It was a horror film. In the movie, we see a desolate landscape, post-apocalyptic, of all of those who had been left behind when the Savior had returned. By the end of the movie, you should want to feel like you don't want to be that lost and abandoned, and out of fear or dread, you decide to follow Jesus. This sticks with me because I saw it as a young person. I remember the wood-paneled worship space that my friend's mom was the pastor of, and I remember seeing that movie and thinking, oh, golly, I do not want to be left. The story of A Thief in the Night is an imagined story. It does use this brief phrase from this passage of scripture that we read this morning to develop a whole scenario. It touches on some biblical themes that ignite our feelings because we want to know that we're in with God, that we will never be outside the presence of the one we know loves us so much that he came into the world to show us what love looks like. Any one of us can recognize that we don't know what the end of everything will look like. And I believe that the attempt to fit together various parts of scripture to make an illustrated total narrative of the end times is actually not what Jesus is asking us to do. In fact, he assures us from the very beginning, you will not know. We're simply asked to be ready for it. God is a mystery, but not an enigma. The mystery of God is love. God doesn't try to deceive or trick us. If anything, God simply wants to bring our attention that the decision to follow Jesus, the one who was and is to come, is ours to constantly make. And when it comes to pass, when the beginning and the end ultimately meet and chronological time disappears, there will be no more need for making a decision. That moment will be the beginning of forever. When we look at Matthew chapters 24 and 25, where we're reading from today, and this is the beginning of the new Christian year, as I mentioned before, and we're in year A, which is Matthew. We'll read Matthew for this whole year. In these final two chapters of Matthew's gospel, well, not the final two, but right here at the very end, we see the point made in the parables of whatever has begun will continue when Christ comes again. We see it in the parable of the fig tree, and we recognize, as Jesus reminds us, that we can tell what the fig tree is going to do by noticing how its branches change. We then are told the story of the faithful and the unfaithful servants. This is about serving the household well, regardless of whether or not you know that the master knows what you're doing. Then there's a story of the young bridesmaids and their oil lamps. You know this one. Some have them filled in anticipation of the bridegroom's return. Others are unprepared. Then there's the story of the master who gives three of his servants money to attend to in his absence. Two of them put the money to work, even though it includes an element of risk, because they know that this is what their master would have done. The one who is admonished is the one who acts out of fear rather than the master's priorities. And then there's the story of the judgment of the nations, where God, Jesus will say, I know you because you know me. And people say, well, when was it that we saw you naked or hungry or unhoused or thirsty? And Jesus says, whenever you did it to the least of these, you did it to me. So in each of these stories, including the one for today, Jesus is saying there will come a time when there's no more time for study or deliberation on your part. Whatever is what will be recognized. Just know that you're not going to know when it happens. You're not going to know when that time will be. Consider if you feel okay about it being at any minute. And those who are doing my will remain with me. Because as you recognize in these stories, those that are doing the will of the story point Stay with God. Stay with Jesus. It's the bridesmaids that have the oil in their lamps who are welcomed in. It's those that have done with the talents, the money, what they were told to do, as the master did, that will receive more. In the judgment of the nations, it's Jesus that says, come, you will receive good things, inherit the kingdom. This is in contrast to this idea of being taken. Taken is what the thief does. We see that even in our parable today. It's the thief that interrupts the established relationship. Jesus is inviting us to do the work of the kingdom building now, because that's the work that he will continue when he comes again. And those of us that are participating will participate in it. Advent is known as a preparatory season, a time of cultivating our awareness of how we have or haven't chosen Jesus and how we can learn to choose Jesus more. If you remember, as we will on December 25th, when the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, not everyone noticed. All of Jesus' life, there were people who didn't recognize him as the Son of God. I like to say to myself, what makes me think I'd be any different? There are a lot of smart people, I'm sure, in the Bible. Odds are, I would have been in the group that would have been a little uncertain. What we have been shown through the scriptures and through the life of Jesus is that God comes to us gently and invites us to say yes to following him. It's always an invitation. That's what love does. It doesn't coerce. It doesn't fear. It doesn't fear-monger us into doing something. That's not what love does. Love invites. And we give our consent to love's action in our lives. In this season of Advent, we learn how to discover the infinite love which is in our midst all the time. We want to learn how to receive it because it's offered to us all the time. And when we receive it, it will challenge our fear, it'll challenge our ego, it'll challenge our priorities, and our sense of control. In the season of Advent, we lay down every burden which we think we're masters of, and remember that our destiny is not ours to control, for it is God that invites us into the fullness of our life as we seek to follow him. Our simple discipline is watching for Jesus and following his invitation. So let us avail ourselves of these weeks of Advent to learn to see better and notice more often, more quickly. Love's invitation has come to us to demonstrate love in the world. It is love for God and one another which will save us, holding us in the constant presence of the one God, the one who was and is to come. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.